Okay, good morning, everyone. Very, very warm welcome to today's daily pre-market trade plan live session, which is your opportunity to be as prepared as we can for today's trading opportunities. Now, yesterday we saw a slightly outsized move, perhaps across these equity markets. We've also seen a bit of a strange move in gold, and there's a few potential reasons for that move. Want to discuss them because it is important for us to have a decent understanding in terms of what we're trading and why we're trading it in that particular direction. And if we can't put that together, it's very difficult for us to be just jumping into trades which are quite volatile. So very interesting bit of technical price action yesterday for reasons which I'll explain in just a second. And it sets this market up really, really nicely going into today's news events, significantly Jerome Powell's testimony in Washington. So we're going to prepare for how that is likely to influence these market prices. So let's get straight into it then. Good morning, everyone. Great to have you with us as always. Please, if we can start with our risk warning, take a brief moment to familiarize yourself with our risk warning. Currently up on screen. So yesterday was certainly a little bit of a teaser for these markets, and we'll explain what's happened, you know, since the close. But just as a quick introduction before we start, you need to be able to, all profitable traders have a good understanding in terms of what they're trading and why they're trading it. Then in terms of where they're looking to get in and where they're looking to place their stop losses. It shouldn't be just focusing at your entries. You should always have be very mindful about your exit. Some people want to get into trades without sort of determining from the outset, you know, what sort of level of exposure we should have in the trade. And that means you have a variable risk exposure which can run away from you on occasion. And that's what we prefer you to tighten up on. Risk management, of course, that's your overall, not just your individual exposure per trade, but your overall exposure. Make sure that's kind of under some sort of control. Have a means in which you can manage trades, hopefully to a successful outcome, and trade psychology, all very important. The trade psychology element is really, it's very important at these phases. We're in this sort of bubble-like territory. I mean, arguments for and against, but price action is pretty, pretty resilient, pretty stellar, pretty bullish. If you're looking across the equity markets, you're looking across, you could say perhaps gold over the last 3 or 4 days, but also in places like cryptocurrency markets, Bitcoin at all-time highs yet again. So we're seeing these little pockets of bullish price action. You know, a lot of these tech stocks, like Nvidia, for example, at all-time highs. So we still have that backdrop that hasn't changed. Now, it's all going to really hinge on Jerome Powell later on today. So I want to explain why. So we address these considerations every day in our live trading rooms. That's the first thing. So if you want to be discussing the things that all traders should be focusing on, then we do that in our live trading rooms. And we're strong advocates of being consistent. If we're chopping and changing our trading strategy, just depending on perhaps this sort of bubble type dynamic, it doesn't really serve us that well over the longer term. So we are consistent in the trades that we look for, accurate with the levels we use, disciplined with your capital, and it's important to be patient as well, as we know. So let's have a look at this news. And it all kicks off today. So yesterday, it was interesting to see that we did get a bit of a reaction off this event here, this ISM services number. And again, it's very much in keeping with a lot of the data from last week, which is just a little bit weaker than expected. You look at factory orders as well. And optimism is decreasing. Consumer confidence is decreasing. Consumer sentiment is decreasing. So you're getting all of these underlying indicators, which are, I suppose the conflict is that they're at pretty strong levels, but they're coming in worse than expected. And that's really the kind of the take home. So some of the underlying conditions seem to be worsening below expectations. So that's the thing. So that now today is really the day when everything sort of begins to kick off. And when we look at the charts in just a second, you'll see the really explosive move we saw yesterday. Now, it has every potential to be a bear trap. So once you get that type of volatility, especially off all-time highs, which is where we're at, those markets can roll over really quite aggressively. But what that presents in a very bullish, very volatile, very bubble-like environment is that's a great opportunity to start buying the lows. And we're surprised that the market's dropped so much, but you know, now we're looking for opportunities to see if buyers are going to now come back into these markets. So if the markets genuinely roll over to the downside, there'll be some fantastic opportunities. If they pull back to these current levels, it actually presents a reasonable opportunity to the upside as well. So we've been quite patient on purpose, because today is really the deciding factor. If Jerome Powell, it's this news event in here from 3 o'clock onwards. If Jerome Powell comes out and maintains his dovish stance, we'll probably see these market all-time highs again. If he comes out and says, look, some of the data is weakening, inflation is pushing higher, anything along those sorts of lines, then we'll see these markets actually roll over to the downside pretty significantly. Just on sort of market developments, if you look at bond yields, they're actually softening going into this particular event. That's quite interesting. We've still got inverted bond yields to the tune of about 40 basis points, but as you can see, just rolling off the highs. And ironically, this should support equity markets to the upside. So now that prices have pulled back, we're in a pretty good position, because we can genuinely look for some buying trades at lower prices. That's the whole point about looking for a buy trade rather than buying the all-time highs like we were talking about yesterday. So now we can generate a little bit of value in a buy trade. But also, if prices continue to roll over to the downside, then we've got one eye on that potential sell trade as well. So very, very pivotal day from a high probability trading perspective. Within this as well, we've got ADP non-farm payroll numbers. We've got the UK's annual budget release. I think that could be around 12:30 from what we understand. We'll be hearing from the Bank of Canada as well, expected to keep rates at 5%. And all eyes will be on Jerome Powell. And within there as well, there's JOLT job openings. So a really, really important day, a bit of further weakness potentially in the number of jobs available in the US. We can absolutely, with this data, justify some sell trades across these equity markets, except they're in such a rally, they're in such a bit of a bubble. You want to see that bubble dismantle quite significantly. And what you need in the build-up to that is some weakening data, which we are seeing. And so today, unemployment numbers and Jerome Powell, along with the BOC and the annual budget release as well for the UK. So depending on which markets you're trading, really important sort of backdrop. And tomorrow we'll be hearing from the ECB, expected to keep rates at 4.5, but very likely to have a bit more of a dovish outlook moving forward into 2024. Unemployment claims, we'll be hearing from Christine Lagarde and also Jerome Powell again. It's a two-day testimony. And then the big one, well, normally the big one, non-farm payroll. It's been a really strange news event since COVID. It used to be... We used to get really strong sort of market reactions based on the performance of the US job market. We've had some all sorts of big numbers and small numbers and everything you can imagine. The forecasters can't seem to get that particular news event right in any way, shape, or form. So today, really important pivotal trading day. What does that mean for opportunities and um, high probability trades. Well, looking at what happened with the S&P 500 as a good sort of proxy, really, all we've really done is pull back off the highs and then around that ISM number actually start to sell off with significant volatility. Now, we know in a market like this, we know that these pullbacks are going to run into strong support, and we've had some sharp rallies to the downside before, so there's no reason why we won't get that again. Now, Jerome Powell is going to be the key to this. It's going to be, if he's dovish, we'll rally. If it's hawkish, we'll probably start selling off. Either way, we've got some decent opportunities here to focus our attention on. Let me bring up our pen and I'll just explain those to you. And don't forget, this is a move for, 7 hours time. This is not really a trading opportunity for now, but it is something that we do need to plan for. So market following this little bit of price action pretty much sold off pretty aggressively. There was a little bit of a structure in here, but nothing too great all around the monthly highs. So this is the first move, and it's pretty comprehensive in line with these lows down here. So this is a strong area for potential support, and that's where these prices rallied from. So then what happened was, before we closed, we kind of bounced back quite significantly, and we're creating this little bit of dynamic in here. So this very well may continue up and down over the course of the next few hours. And what it will leave us with is a bit of a, hopefully, if this price action can move in line with our expectations, which it looks like it very well may do, is we can actually look to buy that breakout if it's a dovish. If he reinforces what you said in December and January, unfortunately, if he reinforces what you said in November and October of last year, then we'll probably see that type of move. In which case, you could look at perhaps these prices breaking through these levels, stop loss above these highs, and you've got a really nice sell trade with plenty more downside, but you've also got a decent upside trade with a stop loss below a structural low. So there's, for the first time in a few weeks, we've actually got quite a nice sort of backdrop technical setup that we'll be looking to try and exploit over the course of the trading day. Now, like I said, it is largely going to depend on Jerome Powell. So just because we got this large pullback yesterday, it doesn't necessarily mean we've got the right conditions to be jumping in and continuing that sell. We might get that trade, but we've got to be mindful we're trading a bubble-like market. And don't forget, these markets can remain illogical far longer than you or I can remain solvent. So something to just keep an eye on for. Something I want to talk about here, we were talking an awful lot about this particular move. If I just highlight the area, perhaps in blue. So this move here, we were talking yesterday about, the reasons for this outsized rally. It's just kind of a standalone. We're not seeing strong weakness in the dollar. There's nothing significant globally to kind of reinforce this type of narrative. And there is, I suppose, broadly three things that would be a valid reason to start selling this, sorry, to start buying gold. And it would be a recession type dynamic, inflation, and any sort of geopolitical sort of tensions. So any of these risks, we were looking at yesterday, the fact that there were some news articles that were suggesting that, this is rallying because sorry, not inflation, because of the central bank looking to cut rates, the Fed looking to cut rates in June to the tune of a 60% likelihood that the Fed will cut rates in June. And that was causing this rally. Now, that's complete and utter nonsense. However, we know buying gold is a hedge against inflation. We know inflation's ticking higher. So that's probably the most likeliest reason for this significant rally. It did start on a Thursday prior to the core PCE numbers coming out. However, you could argue those numbers came out and they were in line with expectations, but they were higher than the previous numbers. So a little bit of an uptick in inflation. So out of these three reasons, inflation seems to be the one that kind of fits the, and inflation pushing higher, of course, as well. Because as we know, there's no sign of a recession. We've got equity markets at all-time highs. We've got bubbles everywhere you look. And no major developments on the geopolitical front. In fact, you know, things are relatively calm and quiet. So we've got a bit of a problem with the size of the rally. It's tenuous inflation. You know, this whole dynamic is outsized. And we've still got inflation, you know, between 3 and 3.5%. So we're still down drastically from the 9%. So the argument is, I suppose, why didn't we get more of a significant rally a little bit earlier? But the core PCE did fit in with this little rally. It started before that PCE number, but perhaps out of all the reasons that we could sort of come up with, the increased inflation narrative is a bit of a flight to safety trade for traders. But it's the outsized nature of the move that's, again, it's a little bit bubble-like. And this is a market dynamic that we can absolutely, it's a bit of phrasing that we can absolutely use for these markets moving forward. Yesterday, strong rejection, and the day before in crude oil, we didn't get above that $80 level, bounced off it, and now it's looking, well, we'll see if we'll attack it again. We probably will. So gold, we're up at these elevated levels, so let's see where it goes from here. Again, Jerome Powell is likely to be a strong catalyst for this market. We've got a bit of a plan for a bit of a bounce, potentially, in these US markets. Not much really of a response across the Nikkei or the DAX. So it's really about Jerome Powell, and you're going to see some excessive volatility as the day unfolds. Okay, so elsewhere, what have we got? We've got a really mixed bag for the euro dollar. There's probably a little bit more upside as far as the pound's concerned. We've obviously got major pound news due out in a few hours, in about 4 hours' time. So I suppose on the surface, it's looking mildly positive for the pound, but there is potential tax cuts in the pipeline. And this budget will obviously have a little bit more of a political angle to it, rather than probably what's right for the country. It's more about what's right for voters and for the Conservatives to be voted in again. So the yen trade is an interesting trade for us to continue to look at. There is potential sort of whispers regarding the BOJ looking to loosen trading conditions, increase interest rates in Japan, loosen their yield curve control measures. So you get the situation where you have one member coming out and saying to the markets that, yeah, we'll be perhaps making a move, and then you'll have the governor or the BOJ say absolutely not. So you're getting pushed around a little bit. I think price action is probably suggesting that that's the case. Now, perhaps a trade against the dollar, I don't know how how great that will be. But certainly, if we see some strong yen strength, we might get into the euro yen, pound yen, and potentially the dollar yen. These opportunities could prevail. So we keep an eye on the yen for sure. The dollar is kind of a really hesitant kind of mixed bag. We're getting a bit of dollar strength yesterday. Oops, sorry, this is on the monthly. Bit of dollar strength yesterday, threatening to break the monthly highs. Actually couldn't actually break that those highs in the end. We're still in our sell trade in the Aussie dollar to the downside. We've really done nothing since getting into it. So we're in this 2-4-6 day. This is our sixth day where we're not really making much progress. Same situation, a lot of support in the New Zealand dollar. 5 days of just planned price action. Now, these markets are probably waiting for Jerome Powell. And if so, we can at least, there's a lot of these markets which are, you know, pretty close to major breakouts, either to the upside or to the downside. So there will be a succession of very significant trades in the pipeline. And it's really purely down to us to see if we can identify them early and be able to trade them and try and capitalize on them. So yesterday we were talking about the potential for a mild risk-off market condition. We absolutely got that. The strange dynamic in this market is the dollar. We did see some US indices weakness, and we did get further upside in gold. So this is a very significant week for narrative changing market moves. Be ready to expect major volatility. This is starting today, really. It's all about Jerome Powell. So, so I think it's fair to say that we've got kind of a mixed, in terms of an overall summary, we've got quite a mixed dynamic. Yes, we've got this bull market dynamic, but we've also had strong selling yesterday. Looks like they're finding a bit of a floor, but it's really going to boil down to whether Jerome Powell is going to adopt that dovish stance, or whether, i.e. lowering rates in the foreseeable future, versus we might need to stay higher for longer. And it's going to be that binary, really, unfortunately. So we do have mixed market conditions. The dollar's a bit of a sort of a no-joy trade. It's not really making any progress just yet. We've now got gold up at all-time highs, so it needs to navigate that just a little bit. Today could be a pivotal phase for these markets. In terms of the recession and the geopolitical sort of reasons for buying gold, I mean, there is a recession a little bit more globally, but outside the US, it's pretty, it's really flying the flag for kind of growth. Even China's growth is slowing a little bit. Okay, so okay, we'll give you a bit of context here, hopefully. Okay. So we want to keep all options open. Don't think we'll have any massive deviation for the job numbers. It is ADP. I just want to see, is it jobs today or is it tomorrow? I think it's tomorrow. No, it is today. Sorry, it is today. So I think really it's going to be Jerome Powell today. That's going to be the major focus for these markets. That's going to be why the price action over the next few hours is going to be probably a little bit on the bland side. I think other traders and investors will be very mindful of this event and really sure how important it's going to be. So look, there's our trade plan. It's not, we've just got this binary option and we've just explained the technical setup and the current prices in these equity markets are in a really good place to identify high probability trades to the upside versus high probability trades to the downside. And we're hopefully going to be involved in those trades once we get that opportunity. So, you know, this thing kind of lack of any real clarity just yet, but that is very likely to come down the tracks. So our market summary, very mixed in nature. We got equity markets selling off yesterday. We got bond yields actually lowering instead of rising. So there's a bit of a disconnect there. The dollar's not really doing an awful lot. And we got this outsized move in gold. So sometimes you sit back and go, right, this whole dynamic, it doesn't look great. So we want to keep all options open today. That's the first thing. And we will be hearing from Jerome Powell. And if he is dovish, we expect a bullish rally. If he's hawkish, we expect a market rollover to the downside. So all of these things are there in the pipeline. All right, then, guys, I'll stop talking. Thanks very much for joining us. We'll discuss these narratives in just a few minutes. Those of you that want to join us, switch over to our live trade room for the European trading session. So look, on that note, thanks very much for joining us. If you are interested in learning how to trade, you can access one of our discounted live trading and education bundles on our website, starting from $59 per calendar month. For more information, just go to thelivetraderoom.com and we'll speak to you soon. Thanks so much, guys. Take care. Bye for now.